This is Chip with an April 22nd update to this podcast. Since this podcast was initially recorded, Jared Cooper has been in contact with some friends and is all right. If there are any further substantive updates to the situation with Hurricane Who, you can find them at the show notes for 2-Minute Time Lord 125 at my website, 2minutetimelord.com/WP. Thanks, and here's the original podcast. Hi, this is Chip with the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for April 22nd. This is 2MTL 125, and it's on a slightly more serious subject than usual. I had a fantastic time at the Hurricane Who convention in Orlando, Florida last Halloween. By all appearances, it was well run, despite a less than great hotel, and I was looking forward to returning, but now there's a question of whether it will return, and it's important that you know this if you're making plans to go in 2010, and especially if you've already bought a ticket and booked a room and flight. On April 15th, a representative of Classic Who actress Louise Jameson posted a message from her to the forums at gallifreybase.com. Ms. Jameson claimed that convention organizer Jared Cooper, quote, has several unpaid debts from last year, my fee included, and it is seriously jeopardizing the next event, end quote. Ms. Jameson also said that Jared Cooper had become impossible to contact during the previous 2 weeks. What's followed has been an extended conversation at the Gallifrey Base forums, you can read them for yourself in the North American Conventions thread, in which a number of people have corroborated Ms. Jameson's account. Many people have quite rightly expressed concern for Jared, concern for any guests or others who owed money by Hurricane Who, and concern over the fate of the con. And I have to say that I'm really impressed by the tone of the conversation, because these are people who know and care for Jared Cooper and wish that he would surface, while clearly recognizing that there are responsibilities that must be upheld, and the sooner the better. Prior to Louise Jameson's April 15 statement, some Hurricane Who staff members had already left the organization. Multiple sources confirmed that Hurricane Who is a sole proprietorship owned by Jared Cooper, which means he's the only one who can correct a serious, ongoing problem. The convention website is still accepting ticket purchases for a convention that may not happen, and he's nowhere to be found. There's a potential bright side. According to Barnaby Edwards of Doctor Who New York and several others on the Gallifrey Base forums, there is a, quote, small and experienced team, end quote, that within the next couple of weeks will have explored whether a restructured Hurricane Who is possible and may attempt to negotiate something with Jared Cooper if they can contact him. I hope that's possible, as long as the convention's existing liabilities, including fees to Louise Jameson and anyone else owed money, are settled first. And, of course, if that develops, you will hear more about it on this podcast. My only vested interest in Hurricane Who is that I had a terrific time and would like to return. But those are my hopes. The reality now is, if you were thinking of attending Hurricane Who this year, do not purchase a ticket yet, and do not book anything that isn't refundable. If you have already bought a ticket, or otherwise have money wrapped up in Hurricane Who, following the news, perhaps on Gallifrey Base, is probably your best bet for now, though I'd advise spending most of your time listening, unless the information you want to share is vital. And to Jared Cooper, if you're listening, you have a heavy load to carry. It's important that you pick it up and carry it to its conclusion. There are people out there who are offering help carrying it, and moral support as well. And that's the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for April 22nd. On a much lighter note, next time we'll have a review of episode 4 of the 5th series coming to you from Neil Perryman from from Tachyon TV. You can find more 2-Minute Time Lord podcasts at twominutetimelord.com, and you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with a more normal episode next time.